Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to John in Maspeth. What's up, John?
Yeah, Evan, so I heard you guys talking about hall passes before, and I got a little suggestion for yours.
Yeah.
All right? So think of it. You go out on a little date, get back to the hotel, have a little adult fun, open up the DVR, take out your scorebook with none other than Front Row Amy, and you guys just score the game together.
I'm a loser.
What better time?
First of all, for anyone who doesn't know who Front Row Amy is, and she is always brought up to me because she is the lady who goes to every Brewers game and scores the game sitting in the front row in a scantily clad outfit. And I can't tell you, every time there's a Brewer game on national television or the Mets are playing the Brewers or the Yankees are playing the Brewers, I always get, who's that? What's that person doing? Look, she's a red-blooded American who likes to score baseball games.
Nerd alert!
Which, by the way, I did last night. I scored.
I'm a loser.
I scored last night's game. And it wasn't quite an 18-inning classic, but I felt good scoring it, to say the least.
The NFL trade deadline locally has begun.
Yeah, we got a trade?
We do have a trade.
Does it involve the Giants or the Jets?
Yes.
Does it involve the Giants?
No.
Does it involve the Jets?
Yes.
Did we buy something or sell something?
Both.
What?
Both.
It's a Jet Eagle trade.
A Jets Eagles trade.
Wow.
Okay.
This after the. Go ahead.
All right. The Jets are sending what used to be an awesome nickel corner, Michael Carter, who since lost his job.
We're trading Michael Carter.
Michael Carter.
The second.
And a 2027 seventh round pick to the Eagles for wide receiver John Mechie and a 2027 sixth round pick. So you get a receiver.
How about that? All right. I don't mind that. I mean,
John
receivers
Mechie came out of school as a stud. Kick returner, Alabama. What happened early in his career?
He went to Houston, I believe, and just kind of fell behind in their depth chart.
Didn't he get... Something happened, I feel
like.
Did he
get hurt?
I feel like something happened with John Mechie. Because it never took off for him. And I felt like watching him in college, he was going to be a stud. But it never kind of came to fruition. And so now he's bouncing around a little bit. But he was a really good player in college.
But what about now? Is he going to help my football team?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I don't care what he did in college. Was he going to help my team?
Well, you guys are deep now with a lot of similar-looking guys. Isaiah Williams.
Who had a wonderful
Tyler
week.
Tyler Johnson.
Got the Special Teams Player of the Week Award,
John
Isaiah
Mechie,
Williams.
They're kind of the same. Body type. They're
gotcha.
Built the same way.
Tiki, I found what you were talking about. He sat out his rookie year because he was diagnosed with an acute form
That's
of
right.
leukemia.
That's right.
Oh, geez.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's a miracle in a way.
Oh, there you go.
So
Michael Carter goes back to Joe Douglas because Joe Douglas is working with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
And what's the draft pick thing? What's the swap?
Okay, the Jets are sending a seventh with Carter and getting a sixth with Metchie.
There you go. Huh, so nice. They move up around in the draft to add a receiver to the receiving room. They move off of Michael Carter, who's basically lost his role here. Mm-hmm. And so now the New York Jets have no more Michael Carters.
Yes.
There was a time in which they had two Michael Carters, and now we're down to zero.
And now they have some depth in their wide receiver room after the good play by Tyler Johnson, Isaiah Williams last week, and now you have John Metchie.
Yes.
Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Vinny's in Brooklyn. What's up, Vinny?
What's up, guys? Love the show. Evan, I love you, but I got a bone to pick with you as a Knicks fan.
Go ahead.
I know what you're doing. I know you're the leader of the coalition, and you're trying to destroy us. This is what you're trying to do.
How am I trying to destroy you? What do I do?
Let me paint a scenario for you.
Go.
Okay, it's late May 2027. Giannis is a Knick. We just lost a tough series in the Eastern Conference Finals. Let's say the Celtics. Tatum's back. And then Giannis sits in front of the media and says, there's no such thing as failure. There's no such thing. Everything's fine. How do you think the New York media and these crazy Knicks fans, and I'm one of them, how do you think we're going to take that? Everybody would hate that.
You would viciously turn on him. There's no question. But there's two parts to this. The part I will ask you is, would you want Giannis Antetokounmpo on the New York Knicks, yes or no?
Not for Jalen Brunson.
Okay,
no way.
Fine. You don't want to trade Jalen Brunson. You're emotionally attached to him. Fine. They're never going to do it either. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, this front office would never do it. But if Giannis ever ends up here, which is his preferred destination if he ever gets moved, he will be a guy, much like you've already done with Karl-Anthony Towns, who you will turn on quickly, not because he's a hateable guy, but because when you come here with expectations, when you come here with you better win an NBA championship or a World Series championship or a Super Bowl championship, and you don't do it, you're going to take heat. And what our last caller, Vinny, is referring to is that after the Bucks got knocked out 2 years ago, instead of Giannis saying, I'm pissed, I'm angry, I can't wait to come back and prove this was a fluke, he basically talked about, failure. Is it really a failure? I don't know. Things happen. And he's right. That would not go over well here. But I'm not thinking about that.
Right.
I'm thinking about the fact here is a great player, and he is a top three player in the sport currently, who is in your conference, who rumors leaked out a month and a half ago, would want to come here. And it's more about that than it is how it would eventually blow up. That's three steps away. I'm not thinking about three steps away. I'm not thinking about what he's going to say at a press conference in 2027 to say, hey, we lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. Here's how. He is a great player. And I think to varying degrees, every Knicks fan knows they would love to add him to the team.
Mm-hmm. It's just whether or not that is feasible or it's viable to happen. Because what are you giving up to get him?
I have to play you something, and I want you to be honest with me.
It's well over 50%, by the way, double teams production.
He is seeing more than 50%?
Yeah.
But not quite 75%?
Not quite 75. I'm in the third quarter now.
I have to play something that I don't know if anyone caught last night. This was during the World Series game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Toronto Blue Jays. Joe Davis was doing an infomercial for Shohei Ohtani. I mean, it was just, I don't know if anyone noticed this, it was just constant, like, you know, Shohei and his college coach and his high school coach, and then he went to the bathroom this one time, and this happened, and that happened. Like, it was an endless infomercial for Shohei Ohtani. And then Joe Davis said something about Shohei, and you could, at least I could tell that Joe felt weird that he said it, because he knows he shouldn't have said it. So I want to play it for you. I don't think anyone caught it. Tommy's the only one who heard this. Tommy, did you think what I was thinking when I sent this to you?
Poor choice of words.
Poor choice of words. And you could hear in Joe Davis's voice, he almost wanted to take it back. Here is Joe Davis talking about Shohei Ohtani last night during the World Series.
But if there's anything that baseball fans are starting to learn, it is don't bet against anything when it comes to this guy showing up, doing stuff that we've not seen done.
No!
Doesn't seem like you should be able to do.
And it sounds like in the middle of it, he's like, I shouldn't have said that.
He had two pregnant pauses there where he's like, think of something quick, think of something quick.
How do I shift off to something that sounds more innocuous? How do I do this? How do I do this?
Andrew Friedman warned me.
Stuck.
Don't bring this up. The consortium said never mention this ever again. How do I get out of this? But as soon as he said bet, oh, man, I sat there with my scorecard and I wrote it down.
Well, also, too, what's going on with the NBA right now. Like, forget Ohtani with the interpreter. It's like, bro, wouldn't you have that down in your notes? Don't do any betting puns. Learn from the FBI.
I think it's...
I mean, he sounded like...
In defense of, like, most broadcasters, I think you could still say it. Like, it's a regular phrase.
Yeah.
But I think when it comes to Ohtani, whether Joe Davis wants to admit this or not, or Fox wants to admit this or not, it is still on people's minds. Like, it may not be talked about by them. Like, they may not bring it up. They may never bring it up on a broadcast. They may make believe that we're in Men in Black and they put that thing above our face where we forget everything that ever happened.
The neuralizer?
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But I'm telling you, a good 25% of the audience is sitting there thinking about Ohtani gambling, interpreter, gambling, bets, interpreter, gambling, Ohtani. Fair enough. Because I don't even think it's fair, but it's connected. So when Joe said bet, I cracked up. That made me laugh. That made me smile quite a bit. There's
don't
a few
bet
other
against anything.
Don't bet against it. Don't bet against.
Don't bet against anything.
Chris in Bayshore, what's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey guys. I thought the same thing last night, Evan. But then I realized that I think he's the play-by-play guy for the Dodgers, right?
So he is. Yeah, you can't tell by his loving every good thing the Dodgers do and downplaying everything the Blue Jays do. I mean, my God,
right.
Joe Davis trying to hide it, bro.
Right. He brings Homer to a new level. Oh. I think even. Doing the national broadcast, but the reason I called was about Dable. I've called and I've been very critical of him, and I really thought that at Sunday's press conference he sounded like a totally different coach. And I was wondering if you thought that it might have something to do with him getting his wrist slapped with the fine with the tenth, or whether it was just he was just kind of resigned to the fact that he lost two of his skill players and he's doing the best with what he has.
You talking about the criticizing of the referees, Chris?
No, just in general, his demeanor, the way he answered the questions, he seemed like a different guy. He seemed much more...
Yeah, like resigned. Resigned.
Yeah, and much more tolerant, and he answered questions. He just seemed like he had a lot less anger, and he just seemed different.
Yeah, I think that was... I mean, this Eagle game was interesting because I don't think they were ever going to win this game. It was tough haul in Philly against a team that you had just beaten a few weeks ago. But they also got worked over by the referees multiple times in this game. And it stole whatever, I don't know, momentum. It's the wrong word, but it's the one I'll use, that they might have been able to have at critical moments.
Right.
Right. The fumble and the sneak on the tush push, the false start on Jordan Mailata that they just said was offsides by Kayvon Thibodeau. Obviously, the interference, that was down. It was later. It didn't matter. But it just felt draining because it felt like you're fighting the Eagles, but you're also fighting the officials. And I don't know. I'm trying to think. Did any of them go against the Eagles? Any of those moments? I don't think so.
Well, that was what was so strange. The answer is no.
Yeah.
Yet the broadcast kept saying the officials are bad for both teams.
There was one moment that was stupid.
Which one?
The whistle on the field goal.
Yes.
Oh, the whistle at the beginning on the field goal. Oh, the only one that went against was the fumble, but that was reviewed. The sack fumble that was a forward pass.
Right. No, he means the field goal, that the missed field goal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.